Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, we're glad to be your hosts here as we get toward the middle of July. And we want to remind you, since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And the days of 76 in Deadwood are coming up. The 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. There's steer roping July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th and 29th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday with 25 vendors and an ever-changing inventory. Also, give them a call at 605-642-5884 if you need further information.
And it's also time coming up for Home on the Range Champions Ride. This is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. It's coming up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 all mountain time. For info, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Well, deep in the backwoods of Gibson County, Tennessee, a hillbilly's wife went into labor in the middle of the night, and the doctor was called out to assist in the delivery. Since there was no electricity, the doctor handed the father-to-be a lantern and said, "Here, you hold this high so I can see what I'm doing." Soon, a baby boy was brought into the world. "Whoa there," said the doctor. "Don't be in such a rush to put that lantern down. I think there's another one coming." Sure enough, within minutes, he had delivered a baby girl. "Hold that lantern there. Don't set it down. There's another one," said the doctor. Within a few minutes, he had delivered a third baby. "Nope, don't be in a hurry to put down that lantern. It seems there's yet another one coming," cried the doctor. The redneck scratched his head in bewilderment and asked the doctor, "You reckon it might be the lights that's attracting him?"
No. Yeah.
Kim, do you have something to share today?
I do indeed. Tony Bullitt shared this. "The most eye-opening civics lesson I ever had was while teaching third grade. The presidential election was heating up and some of the children showed an interest. I decided we would have an election for a class president. We would choose our nominees. They would make a campaign speech and the class would vote. To simplify the process, candidates were nominated by other class members. We discussed what kinds of characteristics these students should have. We got many nominations and from those, Jamie and Olivia were picked to run for the top spot. The class had done a great job in their selections. Both candidates were good kids. I thought Jamie might have an advantage because he's got lots of parental support. I had never seen Olivia's mother. The day arrived when they were to make their speeches. Jamie went first. He had specific ideas about how to make our class a better place. He ended by promising to do his very best. Everyone applauded. He sat down and Olivia came to the podium. Her speech was concise. She said, 'If you vote for me, I will give you ice cream.' She sat down. The class went wild. 'Yes, yes, we want ice cream.' She surely would say more. She did not have to. A discussion followed. How did she plan to pay for the ice cream? She wasn't sure. Would her parents buy it or would the class pay for it? She didn't know. The class really didn't care. All they were thinking about was ice cream. Jamie was forgotten. Olivia won by a landslide. Every time most politicians open their mouths, they offer ice cream and 50% of Americans react like 9-year-olds. They want ice cream. The other 50% know they're going to have to feed the cow. Hey, I also have some did you knows.
Did you know what?
Yeah. For example, there are at least 6 people in the world who look exactly like you. There's a 9% chance that you'll meet one of them in your lifetime.
9% chance. That's pretty good.
Isn't that interesting?
That's your doppelganger, right?
That's right.
They call that.
Yep.
Did you know that sleeping without a pillow reduces back pain and keeps your spine stronger? Now you know.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And thanks for tuning in. You know, because you were listening to The Good Stuff.